Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the South Carolina General Assembly has just concluded its work for the year. And as far as agriculture is concerned, sometimes this is a good thing, sometimes not. How did Ag and South Carolina Department of Agriculture fare this year?
Well, that's a good assessment. But this year was a little less, I guess, exciting right at the end. They got their work done and went home, worked with the vetoes from the governor and those types of things. But, you know, our legislative work primarily focuses on our budget because got to have a budget in order to carry out the parts of our mission. So we can talk a little bit about that. And on average, just like a farm yield, I guess we had a good yield this year in the budget process.
Looks like you, as a department, received quite a bit of money for some upgrades and other projects.
Well, you're right. Our biggest need was a new laboratory building for our metrology work, which is one of the most under-recognized parts of what we do in weights and measures. Building where we're housed is downtown Columbia. It really wasn't set up for that. So now we're going to go to the new State Farmers Market campus with a new building there to what will be our sixth laboratory operating all there. It'll bring us some efficiencies being there. It'll also help us expand the work for some areas that are not being served currently. So very excited about the new lab.
And you also got some marketing money. Very important.
Well, that's true. Several years ago, the General Assembly made a commitment to agriculture when they made a cigarette tax increase. And its purpose was to help us promote alternative crops in the tobacco growing areas and really all across South Carolina. So that $1.5 million completed that promise to agriculture probably 5-6 years ago now. And it'll allow us to continue promoting new crops. And I think that has been a good investment by the General Assembly because we're seeing less tobacco acres, more in peanuts, more in vegetables, more in other crops.
And you also receive monies for, we hate to call it lesser things, but things that are necessary, they're just not quite as splashy.
Well, you're right. We call them back office stuff. We try to operate the department as efficiently as we can. So oftentimes we need upgrades in equipment, especially the laboratory equipment, so we can turn work around as quickly as possible. But things like the public information is not exactly back office anymore because people call and expect information from the Department of Agriculture around farming and around food. And the other way around, the farmers of South Carolina expect good, usable information from us. So a part of what we need to do is upgrade that ability in public information and investment in internet technologies, those types of things.
Sounds like y'all had a good run this year.
Well, you're right. As I said, people always ask, I said, well, in farming, we usually plant in the spring and harvest in the summer. Well, in the General Assembly for our budget, we plant in January and we harvest about May when they wind up, May or June. So very similar, just like a good crop. You got to work that budget crop. So our staff, led by Clint Leach and Aaron Wood and some of the others going over there to testify, and then Derek Underwood from the laboratory, people who understand the specifics, they are a very good resource to our decision makers. And I think that gives them confidence in investing in the Department of Agriculture.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.